From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. So much appreciate you being here. Steve Ryman will join you again tomorrow. He's kind to let us sit in. And I'm with Chip Lusko. He is the General Manager of Connection Communications at Calvary Church. And this is really going to be a review and preview show. Chip, I may be oversimplifying this, but I want people to understand what we do at Calvary Church. And a lot of people have not ever understood that Pastor Skip, since he started this church, when he was in the movie theater teaching Bible studies when it was closed, he uses an expository method. It's really not even preaching. It's teaching word by word through, given a historical grammatical context. Why does Calvary do that, and how well is that working?
Great question, Jim. Why we do what we do. And you need to understand Skip's gifts that he's recognized are fundamentally first teaching, and integrated in there is preaching. He also definitely has the gift of administration, but he focuses on the teaching gift. And as an outgrowth of that, we see evangelism, we see what you might call altar calls and salvations. But Skip understood early on he needed to focus on the teaching. Now, Skip is a very diverse individual.
Yes.
And he doesn't do traditional pastoral things, perhaps, outside of the teaching gift. Although, I will say one thing that's always impressed me about Skip from day one, and we're going way back, is that if you come to Calvary on a Sunday or a Wednesday afterwards, Skip is standing right up in front, taking all comers, talking to anybody, praying with people. He gets a pulse on the church at that point, but he's not doing home visitations as such, because that would not be perhaps the best use of his time. But I can tell you very certainly, although Skip does not micromanage this ministry, and it's very diverse, it's only gotten larger, I can tell you he knows what's going on.
Yes.
And if you walk around this campus and look at the bulletin and the website, you see the fingerprints of Skip as a senior shepherd everywhere.
So a lot of people may have heard us, you know, a year ago talking about different things. You have been a partner. You've been serving the church here with Skip. You've partnered with a guide to the media, and you've taken us from having a radio station and a radio presence on other radio stations around the country to now we're on every kind of video streaming platform you can be on, television stations, radio stations, et cetera, all across the country.
Well, you know, over the break in between Christmas and New Year, I went out to California and saw a buddy of mine who was the guy that when Skip talks about moving to Albuquerque with a friend who was going to be in radio, it was Kent Bagdasar. Mm-hmm. And he's a lifelong friend of mine. We've been a partner. We've owned radio stations and done a lot of fun things together. He lives now in Newport Beach. But when Kent began Skip's first ever radio media venture, it was on this little AM daytime station up on Los Ranchos Road, or Los Ranchitos Road, up here in the Northeast Heights. And that was the first thing Skip was ever exposed to. Today, we're on, well, first of all, maybe 500 radio stations nationwide, every conceivable platform, YouTube, Spotify, et cetera, at all. And so, but that's how it began. And it just speaks to how God has this kind of this, what you might call the one book was the mustard seed conspiracy. He started small, but look what it's bloomed into.
You've used this term, world-class Bible teaching. And when you say that, that's not just a compliment you're passing out.
I think it's an accurate observation. Look, I'm a connoisseur, if you would, of great Bible teaching. I listen to over maybe five or more messages every day. And there are certain guys who go a name that I really, you know, trust and look to and listen to. And Skip's, of course, you know, at the head of that bunch. But Jim, it's a great gift, and it comes not just with the expository teaching. Frankly, it comes with the vocal and the presence and the presentation.
Yes,
I mean, you know, there are guys who have great content, and I'm not trying to be rude here, but they have lousy voices. and it makes a difference, the gift God gives you to present to the people.
Yes. So what's happened in 2022? It was kind of a recovery year, if you will. How have things gone according to plan, or has God brought us a few things that we're challenged with?
Good point. Well, there is a plan overall, but you know, we all were like adjusting to the
coming out of COVID,
coming out of the hurricane.
Yes,
you know, and as a matter of fact, it was our 40th year celebration at Calvary, and so we glanced back. It's not like, oh, you know, let's get the cake out and everything. It's like, okay, that's just seniority. Look, you can do a lot of things for a long time. The question is, do you do them well? Do you do them with excellence? So I'm not a big anniversary guy. Oh, you know, 40, 50. What, you know, people are in the government for 50 years and don't do it well or whatever. But that's just tenure. But, you know, we have seen fruit. And that's the testimony. It's not what we think or, gosh, we built this or did that. It's the fruit.
Well, I want to talk about some of that fruit. Like, for example, connect groups. You have a way to put the messages that Skip teaches into the hands of connect group leaders who are learning about teaching, learning about serving, learning about Bible study. We have a school, we have a college, Calvary College. There's just a lot of things that I almost get the sense that I know a lot of the people that the church have sent out. Like, for example, we're going to talk about Uganda and Bev Rich and Jesse, who went there 20 plus years ago, and that ministry is still growing. I know about pastors that have gone to open up churches in other cities. I know a couple of young men named Lusco who are doing that very thing that have been part of this church. So I think that the fruit is just unbelievable. And people don't really know. I watch the news and I want to hear some good news. You have a lot of good news to share.
Well, I don't watch the news. It's just so depressing. I mean, but no, seriously. Well, Jim, you make a great point. And that's really the barometer of a church. That's the statistics that tell you if the church is really doing what we should anticipate. This kind of fruit. It's not like, wow, this is what Jesus said would happen if you just follow his dictates. And to the best of our ability here, we have at Calvary. Now, you know, the day was when I oversaw, we called them Koinonia groups back in the 90s. And we got them almost to 100 at that point. That we're well past that now and going towards 200 here at Calvary today. But, you know, that to me is a sign of life. That's a signal that, okay, people aren't just showing up and, you know, Sunday mornings and Christmas and Easter. People are investing and relating and connecting. That's how life really multiplies.
I hear people all the time that are outside of Calvary Church and maybe have been to a, quote, mega church before. And they always refer to Calvary in these huge terms. My experience at Calvary of 38 years is not that this is huge, because the people that I'm involved with are a small, intimate group of people that are ready to put Jim Williams in line when he needs to be put in line and willing to love on him when he needs that, and as well as my family, and to do the same thing for them.
Well, I'm going to run the risk of offending somebody here, because you've probably heard the phrase, well, I just want to go to a small church where I can know everybody and it's comfortable for me. So another way of saying that might be I want to go to an unsuccessful church that isn't growing and reproducing and reaching the community. Because this is the point. It's not to be comfortable. It's not that we can, you know, the first day at Pentecost, thousands of people came forward. Now, that fruit was a function of what Jesus had done. You know, those people who came forward had heard of him and seen him. So a little bit of a different animal. But the point is, if we're going to look, I was just in Mexico City a couple of weeks ago, and there's 25 million people in Mexico City. And then I flew on down to Sao Paulo, Brazil, and there's 45 million people in Sao Paulo. Well, I mean, do you want just to have, you know, a small church where you know everybody? God is about reaching the nations.
Yes. But he's also about personal relationships. And
exactly.
That's what the word teaches. Mm-hmm. That's what it calls us to. And there's so many ministries, so many more resources available because there's a lot of people here supporting different ministries.
That's true. You're going to get me in trouble here. But look, the idea of a normal Christian life is to celebrate on Sunday in mass. There's no replacement for going into an assembly of people and acknowledging God's presence and seeing the Holy Spirit move. You just can't do that on your couch with YouTube. I mean, I'm a big fan of all the platforms and reaching as many who for however, but you know, the Bible teaches that we come together, don't forsake the gathering together of the saints, as the manner of some is. Mm-hmm. But so gather together and celebrate, and then you disperse and you congregate in small groups to have relationship. And that's the picture of the real church. And so you just can't do that alone at home.
We're going to take a break in just a minute, but before we do that, I want to share with you one experience. I think I've told you this before. When I first came on staff here, I was scared of funerals. So I went to Skip and I told Skip, I said, man, I am just wanting to serve. I want to do anything you want, but I just don't think I'd be the guy for you at funerals. So guess who did a ton of funerals for the next 2 years? Skip said, you're going to be doing those funerals. And what I learned from that is that may be, if not the greatest, one of the top places to actually share the gospel of Jesus Christ, because people are hurting and need hope. And what a better place to talk about him and his care for people than at a funeral. And a lot of people have come to faith in Christ because of that attitude. We're going to be back with Chip Lusko. We're talking about 2022 and in review and moving forward and a preview of what's coming up. I hope you'll stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790. Or text 505-585-LIVE.
We're back on ABQ Connect with Chip Lusko and Jim Williams. Chip, tell me about 2022. I mean, we kind of, I don't know if measuring Easter is the first big event, but boy, there was a lot of people here for Easter.
And so it should be.
Yes.
And we were back at the stadium. That was a happy day. I mean, what a...
And the weather was perfect, by the way.
The weather was perfect. It was as it should be. And so we're moving forward, and we only want to, and you know, you have to realize we're at a point, Jim, where what happens within the walls or even within the stands of any event we do here is a minority compared to the exposure we get worldwide. We are seeing now 20 to 40% of our audience outside the walls of what we do. And I've got to tell you, that's so encouraging to me when Skip and I began working together, what he kind of commissioned me to do was to take the message and reverberate, echo it, ripple it outside the walls. You know, there's maybe, a million people in Metro ABQ, Santa Fe, you know, whatever. But, you know, the idea is to get that message outside, and we're doing that.
And when you say outside, I mean, people don't realize that a lot of these things are broadcast on television locally, but they're all broadcast internationally. They're available through podcasts. They're available on YouTube, Facebook. Every time There's a Calvary service. I get a notification from Facebook that the service is about to begin. And it counts down and everything just like you were in person.
Let me tell you why that's happening. The Bible says, and we're all grieved by the condition of our world. I mean, the pornography and the abuse and everything. I mean, and the direction is Romans 1. But I want to remind people that the Bible says where sin abounds, and wow, our world is majoring in that. Where sin abounds, grace abounds the more. And what we're seeing at Calvary and multiple ministries that I talk to and all over the world is that God's opening up platforms for his word. That's where grace is abounding. And yeah, darkness is having its day, but it can't combat the light.
I have some people, because I've been involved with the radio station for a number of years, come to me and say, well, I don't want to just listen to the Calvary pastors on KLYT. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, there's only two Calvary pastors that I know of, and really, Greg Laurie is not really a Calvary pastor.
Well, he kind of is.
Yeah, he's out of Costa Mesa, but, you know, and by the way, Greg's going to be visiting us here
pretty quick. Let's talk about that in a minute. But,
okay. Well, there's a few.
I mean, Jack Gibbs and Raul Reese. But anyhow, I see your point.
Well, they don't realize that, again, world-class Bible teaching just available here in our community and in other communities through the radio station throughout New Mexico. There's a lot of diverse teaching, and there's people, you know, that are not necessarily connected to Calvary, but they've seen the effectiveness of it, and you've seen the effectiveness of their shows broadcasting here in Albuquerque. Other pastors are reaching people.
Yes, and I really want to mention also, we do have a couple of local guys, Pastor David down in Berlin, and Las Lunas, rather, and in any case, I'm a huge fan of great Bible teaching. I'll tell you what, Jim, if you listen to from 7 to 9:30 on the KLYT, and also from 5 to 7:30 at night, you'll hear what I really believe is some of the best Bible teaching in the world. John MacArthur, Greg Laurie, Skip, of course, and then we have now we have Robert Morris. If people aren't hip to him, I'm telling you, get there. Tim Keller is one of the best Bible teachers ever.
Okay, could we qualify that real quick? Because we do live in a city where the mayor is named Tim Keller.
Fair enough, yes.
And hey, appreciate Tim Keller's work, and we're praying for you as the mayor of Albuquerque, but Tim Keller is a Bible teacher.
Truth.
And he's tremendous.
In New York City, and did a wonderful work. And both of these gentlemen, Robert Morris and Timothy Keller, just began nationwide radio ministries. That's a significant investment. The production, the airtime thing, you know, having a media ministry is one thing. Having a daily 260 times a year radio broadcast is different. Well, in the last 2 years, Timothy Keller and Robert Morris both began their nationwide ministries fairly late in their media life. And, one of the top five stations they picked to start on was KLYT. So, you know, we believe this is one of the best stations in the world. We do everything we can to make that so, but they kind of endorse that. And if you haven't listened to them in the drive home at night, please do. And Tony Evans, and it's really quality feed for the sheep.
Chip, we brought up the Easter celebration at Lobo Football Stadium. What happens to the people that come forward and say, I want Jesus to be my Lord and Savior?
Well, they're immediately, you know, met with, prayed with, given a survival kit, a spiritual kit that has a Bible in it, and next steps, the Roman road type of an approach. And, you know, look, we trust, at that point, Jim, we have to trust them to the Holy Spirit because he's the ultimate follow-up guy. Mm-hmm. He does a really good job at that. And so, you know, in different environments, we do get information and cards, and we're able to contact people. It's not possible in that particular environment.
But you have a lot of people. I mean, I have people tell me that attend other churches in Albuquerque that, oh, yeah, I came to faith in Christ at one of the Christmas Eve services. And we'll get to that because those Skip's message this year was second to none. I mean, I always think that Skip can't touch the year before, and he always does.
Well, I've told Skip he's preaching better than, and no one's heard few people have heard, maybe Lenya and Nathan have heard more messages by Skip, but I, you know, I produced many, a thousand messages by him and sat in that many. He's preaching better than ever.
Yes.
It's strong, it's solid, and you just sense the maturity and just the richness, the depth, the texture, and it's a privilege to be under that ministry.
We're going to go back and talk about Freedom Celebration, but before we do that, let's talk about something that's happening here in just a week and a half or so. Greg Laurie's coming to Albuquerque.
He is coming the 22nd and 21st and 22nd of January. He'll be doing all three of our weekend services, and the message will be about a Jesus revolution that we need today. Greg is one of the originals of the Calvary movement. He was in Newport Beach at Newport Beach High School and came to Christ and was discipled by Pastor Chuck personally. And he went off to Long Beach and then Riverside ultimately to start Harvest Ministries. And I mean, the rest is truly church history.
And people don't realize, when you're listening to Greg Laurie, you might think, oh, this guy, he has just always lived a gifted life and this and that. Greg Laurie had a difficult time growing up. Hmm. Apparently, his mother was married multiple times.
Seven.
There was some abuse.
Definite.
There was different things from yeah. men that she was with.
Yes.
And so Greg Laurie has lived a lot of things that he now can look to the Lord and say, thank you for saving me from. And yet the hope that you, if you're experiencing those things, Greg Laurie's a guy that you need to listen to because he's been there and done that and seen God change his life.
Well, there's a fantastic anointing on his life.
Yes.
You know, I've seen it personally for 30 years, known Greg and his family, and you're right, it's not been easy. And if you hear his testimony in the book or the movie Lost Boy, you'll see that to be true. So it's not like he has some golden, life to lead. He's also lost a son.
Yes.
I remember being in the conference room right down the hall here with my office and getting a call from John Collins saying that his son Christopher had run into an obstruction on the 91 freeway in California and died as a very young man. And I knew Christopher, and it was horrific. So Greg knows the pain of life. But, you know, what I appreciate and just respect and honor about Greg so much, you can depend on him to bring the gospel, not just a repetitive kind of way, but you can always know Greg's going to get there.
Yes. Jim Williams, Chip Lusko in studio with you with ABQ Connect. We'll be back with more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Again, thank you for joining us here on ABQ Connect. Chip Lusko, he is the manager of Connection Communications, really not only including the radio station, but all of the media outlets that come out of Calvary Church in Albuquerque. And Chip has been a partner working with Skip Heitzik for many years and has, you know, he's let everybody around the world hear what he's been enjoying in person for a really long time. And it's really amazing to see the impact. I happen to be on campus over our coffee shop, and a group of individuals from China were visiting. And they came in and they said, oh, are you Pastor Skip? And I said, no, I'm not. And they kind of made fun because I was kind of tall and they were not. But they really wanted to see the sanctuary, and they wanted to touch and feel everything that they had seen. And then they wanted a couple of Skip's books. So I went, and of course the books.
Shoplifted.
I shoplifted, and I grabbed a couple of different books, not from the bookstore, but from our supply that you send out to
right.
our Connection listeners. Mm-hmm. And they were just head over heels, and they stayed for the service. They even got a kick out of the food truck in the parking lot where they could go have a meal and just have fellowship. And one of the things they observed, I took them out to the disc golf course, and they said, "You've really designed this campus so that it can be used by everybody every day." And that's really important.
Yeah. Well, my family, Jim, lived here. I mean, they didn't have a lot of choice. I worked here, they lived, but that was such a benefit to them. The skate park, the coffee shop, the green belt, the volleyball courts. So this is a unique campus. And I tell you, it changed my family's life. So it's far from being a once a week deal. This was integrated with the fiber of their life.
Before we go forward to 2022, I've got one question about what happened in 22 left, and that's about Freedom Celebration. Mm. How does Calvary attract these unbelievable musicians to come in and lead worship with our team here?
No, yeah, we have developed great relationships both with the artists themselves and with their booking agents. And so, frankly, it's not an easy task in the summer. Let me tell you why. Because that's when all the festivals, I mean, they're all over the country. All the Jesus music things are happening from Washington to New York. And so we got to get up there early and book people. But, you know, we have relationships that make that happen, Jim.
You don't remember this, but a Freedom Celebration at Isotopes Park, I want to say it was 3 years ago, you brought in Gavi. Hmm. So I'm not a big rap fan. My kids love it. All five of my kids love it. So they were making fun of me, how old I was, and I didn't appreciate rap music. But then I ran into you outside, and you said, "Jim, just listen to what he says." And I got to tell you, I walked around the back of Isotopes Park when Gavi took the stage. So I'm looking at the people in the stands, and he begins to sing, and he jumps off the stage, and he runs right up to the stands. He has every single person, no exception. People in wheelchairs were standing up, you know, just moving to the beat and singing about Jesus. And it was just an amazing thing for me to see. That style of music is reaching people for Christ.
By whatever means, Paul said, whatever it takes.
Yes.
We have to do it.
So Greg Laurie coming the 21st.
Right. And the movie is Jesus Revolution. So the lay of the land is this. Greg's teaching three services, Saturday 6:30, Sunday 9 and 11. He's doing, we need a new Jesus revolution, and he's passionate about that, and I love it. Sunday night at 6:30, we're showing this film the Irwin brothers made, and they've been responsible for a lot of Christian movies, American Underdog, mm-hmm. And on it goes. They have a whole slate of movies they've made, and this is strong. The cast includes Kelsey Grammer, who represents Chuck Smith, mm-hmm. the actor... His name escapes from The Chosen, who plays Jesus in The Chosen, is playing Lonnie Frisbee, who was a evangelist who I knew back in Southern California, who was a wild child. I mean, Lonnie was Lonnie was off the charts, but God used him in a tremendous way, and I got to know him a little bit at Calvary Chapel South Bay, and wow, he was something. But he plays him. And then it's a well-cast show. It's Greg Laurie's story put on film.
I love it. You know, I can't help but mention Chuck Smith. Mm. You know, God rest his soul, yes. And what an amazing mentor he was to so many people. But here's a guy late in his ministry. I shouldn't say late, but let's say two-thirds of the way through, that all of a sudden decides he's going to go down to the beach in California and build a bonfire for the surfers and bring pizza and talk to him about the Bible. That's innovative.
Yeah.
And what a result it had.
Well, yeah. And his wife, Kay, was part of that. Chuck wasn't as huge a fan of the actual hippie culture, but Kay took him down there and they prayed at Newport Pier. And what happened, you know, is... It changed my life. I mean, it changed millions of people's lives. And I do miss Chuck. We all have a voice in our head to tell, you know, well, when it comes to ministry and philosophy and strategy of ministry, I hear Chuck. Because I've heard so many hours and hours of his teachings, and he impacted my family so strongly. All of my kids were impacted by him. Most of them went to Calvary Bible College in Murrieta, and it had a tremendous impact on them.
And you can still hear him here on KLYT.
Sure can. And he is a phenomenal Bible teacher.
Yes. Chip, what do we have coming up after Greg Laurie?
Well, Greg will be here the weekend of the 21st. That's going to be a bring a friend. I mean, if you have somebody, and Greg's got that little glitter associated with him, people will come to hear him. He's entertaining. He's fascinating. But he will bring the gospel and confront them with the challenge of coming to Christ. That's a guarantee. We also coming up, we're just probably closing down now. We're having our first Uganda team meeting, Jim, and you've been so helpful in promoting that. We have 20 people have applied. We'll see how many. We're at the point to close down the actual applications, but we're meeting this coming Saturday.
Chip, why is sharing the gospel in Uganda so important to you?
Jim, it's because it needs to be done. I mean, I don't want to be any more basic than Jesus said, go. Yeah. You know, I don't want to go. I want to stay. It's easier just, you know, my little life here is very fine. Like, you know, between Del Norte and Whole Foods and Calvary, that's my life. But, you know, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. So it makes me restless.
Yes.
And I think that I'm going to have to give an account for what I did with that restlessness.
But you don't want to just do it yourself. You want other people to go see what it's like, and you give them the opportunity to travel with you.
No, you know, the multiplication principle in the Bible is clear. And so we're to replicate, not duplicate ourselves. I don't want people just like me. I want people kind of like me doing their own thing for Jesus.
I love it. Do we need to pray for you because your wife's getting ready to leave for Tal al-Hammam in Jordan, the ancient city of Sodom? She's going to be gone for how long?
Oh, 10 weeks.
And is that all closed up now, or are there still opportunities to travel?
Oh, no, it's locked down. They have the biggest trip ever. This is the last dig, major dig.
Yeah.
Dr. Collins, who is, in my mind, a legend, a hero, he's unbelievable, has been doing this for 20 years. Mm. He's frankly put his professional reputation, he's invested that in Tal al-Hammam, that it is, in fact, Sodom, which goes against the flow of some best practical teaching in books in Christianity. But this year is the 16th dig. They've been digging on Tal al-Hammam for 16 years. The final dig, I think they have 120 people going.
Wow.
They have film crews from Japan, from France, and of course from America. We're bringing a film crew over there. I mean, this is front page news, and it's coming out of Albuquerque. You know, right here on Jefferson Trinity Seminary.
Yes.
If you go down right by the restaurant there, there's a warehouse. You really don't know. It says TSU on it. In there, Jim, there are, I should take you over there, thousands and thousands and thousands of shards of pottery they've brought back with the permission of the Jordanian government antiquities ministry. And they're right here in Albuquerque. And when you go in there, these pieces of pottery were handled by the peers of Abraham and Lot and the Middle Bronze Age. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Dr. Collins actually followed something interesting that I kind of want to tie to Calvary as well. The secular media now wants things that Calvary Church is doing on their radio, on their TV stations, and their radio stations. Stephen Collins, Dr. Collins, didn't go get a bunch of Christians to write about the scientific evidence of Tal al-Hammam being the ancient city of Sodom. He actually had over 20 secular scientists, a couple Christians after that. But the journal that they published this in, it was called A Tunguskan-Size Event at Tal al-Hammam. Mm-hmm. And that article has been one of the highest downloaded journal studies online of all time. And he's now had to go back and answer his critics. And here's the beautiful part of it. The journal has asked for him to republish multiple times since he did it. So there's no retractions.
That's true.
These are the facts.
Well, look, God will reveal what he could have given us, you know, the ark, the Noah's ark. He could have given us all kinds of things. You know, God personally buried Moses on Mount Nebo because he didn't want it to become a shrine. Mm-hmm. But he does reveal things at certain times. And the reason Dr. Collins is making this his last dig, it'll take him 5 to 10 years to publish and to get peer-reviewed what he's found. We're on the, this could be, you know, worldwide news very easily. Every spade they turn over at Tel Halamam could turn over something that's absolute definitive proof of Sodom and Gomorrah. Look, as you say, some people don't want them to find it. The Jordanian government doesn't want us to find the proof that it's Sodom because it's a Muslim government. They don't want to prove the Bible, but yet they have kind of this mixed emotion about it because it brings in attention and tourism.
Yes. Isn't that an interesting thing?
It really is. So anyhow, they're leaving on next Monday, a huge team from here. People come from, Jim, all over the world are coming to congregate there. And of course, I'll be going over to support and encourage them at the spa.
And they're actually in the dig. They are excavating squares. No. They are documenting everything.
It's amazing. It's so well organized. You say squares, and there's square supervisors, and everything is written down. Everything has to be properly documented for the sake of peer review.
Chip, what is that person that's listening right now that may still be, I don't know, withdrawn because of COVID or some other reason? Are we talking about encouraging them to go to some monster church where they're just going to be by themselves and isolated? I believe it's going to be a more intimate experience than they could have ever imagined, because that's been my experience.
Well, I would say they should go alone and realize that God loves them very deeply. If they want to look at a worldview of it, the Bible says the rocks cry out. In other words, creation testifies. When I look out the windows here and the sandias and the sun going down, every day I see the fingerprints of God. And so I'd encourage someone listening around to say, just wait a minute. You know, did this all just happen? Because if it didn't happen, you have to have a reason. And there's an ultimate reason that in the first verses of the Bible says, in the beginning, God created. So that's a huge statement. There is a God, there is a start, and there is a powerful God who is good. And that's the message we have, a powerful God who's good.
You mentioned you don't watch the news.
Well, I'm a news junkie, Jim. I say that.
What I'm saying, though, is that there's not a lot of good news, but yet the secular TV stations, in fact, you have data from the stations about who's watching various events that are put on here by Calvary Church.
Oh, no, we have definite ratings. In fact, we saw at Christmas, we had our Christmas special on four different stations. We roadblocked 9 p.m. We had we replaced Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, which I found to be curious, at 6 p.m. on channel 13. And we had tens of thousands of people watch it. Probably had 100,000 people, including YouTube, watching that message outside the walls of Calvary.
Yeah, that's just an amazing thing, because I know there's people praying for God to forgive them and to bring Jesus into their lives, and they're thousands of miles away.
There are, you know, but I'd go back, Jim, to the principle in Genesis 1 and following, that once you, if you don't believe and comprehend that principle, the rest of the Bible will be gibberish to you, that God is, God's powerful, God's good. And that's the message we have to hammer home.
Yes. We don't have a lot of time left. Let's talk about connect groups for a minute. And they take advantage of the videos that are produced by Skip, each one of those group leaders. By the way, there's always an opening for people to be Connect group leaders. So if you think that God's got a calling on your life to be in leadership and to learn about Bible study and teaching, that might be a place for you to start. And there's a lot of opportunities for that.
You know, it's funny you say that, Jim, because so much of our life, as you know, as an athlete, is based on making the team and getting,
yes,
in business, in education, getting the scholarship, getting the grades, getting the coach calling you. You know, in the church, there's no competition for what we're, people aren't lining up to go to Uganda. It's not like, wow, can I elbow my way? Please let me go to Uganda and preach the gospel. And I think people need to realize that's what the Bible says specifically. The harvest is ripe, the laborers are few. Pray that God would send more laborers into the harvest.
Yes.
And so it's not like you have to worry about, not making it.
Yes.
There's an opportunity to do things that are of eternal impact.
Chip, I hope you won't mind me bringing this up, but I do want to say that there are people that sacrifice a lot for people. We have a safety team at Calvary Church, and we unfortunately lost one of our members, Mr. Daniel Bourne, this year. Mm. And his life was taken protecting people at the church. And we want to think about his family and pray for them moving forward. I hear that they're doing well, and just so thankful that there's people like that putting their lives on the line to protect all of us. And I thank our police officers and our first responders at all levels, and our nurses and our doctors, very important.
Well, that's an unusual event in the American church. Mm. But in church history, Jim, and in the church worldwide, that's not tremendously unusual for people to lose their life for their faith.
Yes. Well, and you've seen some of that because you've done so much overseas travel.
Well, you hear stories that are unbelievable. And I do follow a lot of the missionary groups in the more intense areas, in the Sudan and in Indonesia. And one of my real prayer areas is North Korea. And I've read books understanding what is it like to be a Christian in North Korea or Iran or Sudan. Yes. It's significant.
It's tough. Thank you, Chip, for joining us today on ABQ Connect. And we hope you'll join Steve Ryman. He'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks so much.
Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.